Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. When broken, afflicted, or rejected, we often long for someone who truly understands our struggles, our wounds, and our deepest pain. We yearn for a healer who can bring us the restoration and healing we desperately need. Today, we will be exploring the message of hope inspired by the words of Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5. This verse unveils a powerful truth. Jesus is the wounded healer. He willingly took upon himself our pain, our sins, and our brokenness so that we could find ultimate healing and restoration through him. May this message stir our hearts, ignite hope within us, and empower us to embrace the healing and restoration that Jesus lovingly offers. Again, the topic is the wounded healer, and our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5.
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds, we are healed.
In a world filled with pain, suffering, and brokenness, it is often difficult to find healing and restoration. We long for someone who truly understands our struggles, our wounds, and our deepest pain. Today, I want to share with you a message of hope, inspired by the words of Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5. This verse paints a powerful picture of a wounded healer who can bring us the ultimate healing and restoration we desperately need. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5 reads, "But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds, we are healed." This passage speaks of Jesus, the ultimate wounded healer. It tells us that he was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was laid upon him, and by his wounds, we are healed. Jesus willingly took upon himself the weight of our sins and the pain of our brokenness. He endured unimaginable suffering, both physically and emotionally, so that we could find healing and restoration through him. Are you broken and wounded today? Jesus, the wounded healer, understands your pain because he has walked in your shoes. He knows what it feels like to be rejected, betrayed, and abandoned. He understands the sting of physical and emotional wounds. Jesus willingly took on our suffering so that he could bring healing and redemption into our lives. Now, let me ask you some personal questions. What are you going through today? Are you feeling overwhelmed by the weight of your pain? Do you feel like there is no hope for your situation? Jesus understands your struggles intimately because he has experienced them himself. He is not a distant, unfeeling God, but a compassionate Savior who longs to heal your wounds and restore your brokenness. Understanding that Jesus is the wounded healer and that he can bring healing into our lives is the first step to experiencing the healing we desired from God. It has practical implications for our daily lives. Let's look at how we can experience the healing that Christ has borne for us as believers. Firstly, surrender your pain to Jesus. Take a moment to acknowledge your pain and brokenness before Jesus. Surrender it all to him and invite him into your wounded places. Allow him to begin the healing process in your life. Secondly, embrace forgiveness and extend it to others. Unforgiveness can be a barrier to healing. Release any bitterness and resentment in your heart and choose to forgive those who have hurt you. Extend the same forgiveness to others that Jesus has extended to you. Lastly, embrace your scars as a testimony. Your scars tell a story of healing and redemption. Embrace them as a testimony of God's faithfulness and his ability to bring beauty from ashes. Allow your wounds to become a source of hope and encouragement to others who are still in the midst of their pain. To assure us of the healing grace we can obtain through Christ's suffering, the Bible provides us with further encouragement. Psalm chapter 34 verse 18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." This verse assures us that in our moments of pain and despair, God draws near to us with His comforting presence. It emphasizes the compassionate nature of God. Just as Jesus, the wounded healer, empathizes with our brokenness, God Himself is close to us in our times of need. He offers solace, strength, and salvation to those who are hurting. Also, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3-4 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." This verse reflects the character of Jesus, the wounded healer, who experienced suffering Himself and understands our pain. It assures us of God's comfort in our troubles but also encourages us to extend that same comfort to others. The healing and comfort we receive from God are meant to be shared with those who are going through similar trials. We can become conduits of God's healing grace, mirroring the wounded healer's ministry of compassion and restoration. As you go today, take a moment to pour out your heart before Jesus. Share with Him your pain, struggles, and desires for healing. Seek His guidance and trust that He is actively working in your life. Remember, Jesus is the wounded healer. He understands your pain, and He longs to bring healing and restoration into your life. May you surrender your brokenness to Him, seek His guidance, and embrace the journey of healing that He has for you. Today, trust in His unfailing love, and allow Him to transform your pain into a story of hope. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You today, acknowledging our brokenness and the wounds we carry. We thank You for sending Jesus as our wounded healer, who bore our sins and brought us ultimate healing through His sacrifice. Lord, we surrender our pain and brokenness to You. We invite You to enter into our wounded places and bring restoration. Today, help us to trust in Your faithfulness and embrace the journey of healing that You have for us. May our lives become a testimony of Your love and redemption. We speak peace and breakthrough into our lives today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 2 Chronicles chapter 26, chapter 27 and chapter 28. And for the evening, John chapter 17. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.